Mr. Trump's trade agenda could hardly be more different. His America First rhetoric, threats of tariffs on allies and of withdrawal from the WTO, and policies of blocking appointments to the WTO's court and using tariffs as a national security tool, are inimical to an even-handed system that all can support. Even if these policies turn out to be temporary, the uncertainty they cause may be permanent. Some of the USMCA's provisions go beyond even those of the TPP. For example, its rules on the movement of data across borders, and the USTR's objectives for talks with Japan, published on December the 21st, are similar to those in the USMCA. But the fear is that having all but abandoned the aim of broad trade liberalization, America may prioritize quick, shallow deals rather than deeper ones that would strengthen global trade governance. The complex rules of origin that feature in preferential deals are also worrying. These specify the minimum share of a product that must originate in the parties to a deal if it is to qualify for reduced duties. They thus allow trade negotiators to shape supply chains and manage production. And one study found that compliance costs amounted to 3-5% of the final product price, offsetting the deal's benefits. The Trump administration has sought to use such rules to reshape car production in North America, tightening them by several notches in the USMCA. As well as restricting trade rather than liberalizing it, they will make it tricky to agree more permissive rules of origin for cars in future trade deals. It will soon become clear how ambitious America wants to be. A deal with China that limited industrial subsidies, long a bugbear of other countries, could yet be baked into the multilateral system. One with Japan could set some useful standards and precedents. Mr. Trump may decide to blow up the multilateral system and impose tariffs on America's allies. Even if he does not, success on his terms could cause long-lasting damage.